This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Thursday, December 1st. Coming up on today's show, I speak with John Savage, who has been named manager of the 2017 Collegiate National Team, plus a look back at the USA Baseball alumni who won awards for their performances in the 2016 MLB season. First, let's see what's leading off. We'll start with some news. Baseball fans everywhere are a little extra thankful today after a collective bargaining agreement was announced just a few hours prior to the midnight deadline last night. So there will be no lockout and we will have baseball with no break. Changes from the deal will come as the agreement is finalized, but the best news is that we will not have a fear of a lockout in the major leagues for another 5 seasons, and the streak of 21 straight years without a lockout will continue. We have a long list of USA Baseball alumni who have had standout performances this year, earning various awards and for their efforts, so let's start at the top with the MVP winners. We had a clean sweep of MVP award winners, starting with 2010 Pan Am Qualifier Team alum and 2016 AL Most Valuable Player, Mike Trout. Trout batted .315 this season with 100 RBIs, 123 runs scored, 29 homers, and 30 steals. This is his second MVP award victory and continues his streak of coming top two in the AL MVP vote in all 5 of his full seasons in the majors. Trout also won a Silver Slugger Award this year. Chris Bryant, a 2012 Collegiate National Team alum, followed up his 2015 Rookie of the Year Award with the 2016 National League Most Valuable Player. Bryant took a huge leap forward, raising his batting average to .292, with 102 RBIs, 121 runs scored, and 39 home runs that contributed to a Chicago Cubs World Series run. Bryant also won the Hank Aaron Award in the National League for Best Hitter. And to complete the sweep, Ben Zobrist, a 2-time USA Baseball alumni, was named World Series MVP for the Cubs. Zobrist batted .357 in the series and knocked in the all-important World Series clinching run in Game 7 with an RBI double in the 10th. Moving on to some more award winners, 2010-16 U National Team alum Corey Seager earned the NL Rookie of the Year Award, finished third in the NL MVP race, and won a Silver Slugger Award. Seager batted .308 with 105 runs scored, 26 homers, and 40 doubles. Max Scherzer was named NL Cy Young Award winner after going 20-7 with a 2.96 ERA and a sub-1.00 whip for the third time in the last 4 seasons. Scherzer also struck out a league-leading 284 batters. NL Comeback Player of the Year also went to an alumni of USA Baseball. Anthony Rendon of the 2010 Collegiate National Team won the award after missing half of the 2015 season and returning to play all but 6 games in 2016. Rendon had 91 runs scored, 85 RBIs, 20 homers, and 38 doubles in a return close to the form we saw prior to multiple injuries plaguing his 2015 campaign. Our final player award comes from Curtis Granderson, a 2009 World Baseball Classic alum who won the Roberto Clemente Award for Sportsmanship and Kindness in Baseball. Granderson marks the 4th consecutive USA Baseball alum to win this award. And we'll wrap things up by congratulating the coaches who won Coach of the Year in their respective leagues, both of which are USA Baseball alumni. Terry Francona, a 3-time alum as a player as well as manager of the 2001 World Cup team, took home the award in the AL after leading the Cleveland Indians to a World Series berth. And Dave Roberts, 1999 Pan Am Games alum, won the NL award while leading the Dodgers to a 91-71 record in his first year as a manager despite having a record 28 players go on the disabled list in the course of the season, including 2 months without ace Clayton Kershaw. So congrats to all of our USA Baseball alumni, bringing home the hardware after a great 2016 MLB season. Right after this break, I'll be joined by UCLA head coach and manager of the 2017 Collegiate National Team, John Savage. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. We're back on our Pastimes podcast presented by USA Baseball. Joining me now is the head coach of the UCLA baseball team and manager of the 2017 Collegiate National Team, Coach John Savage. Thanks for taking the time to join with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is not your first coaching experience with USA Baseball. You were the collegiate team as an assistant coach back in 2000. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was a great opportunity, really. You know, Coach Gillespie gave me that opportunity. I was with Tim Corbin and Lalo Prado and Frank Cruz. And, you know, we had a very, very good team. We had a bunch of future major league stars, and it was just something where it was a quest tour. We traveled all over the country and different spots and really, really enjoyed that experience and working with the best guys in the country. And if you look back at that team picture, it's quite a picture. It's just, I think we won 27 games. We lost 3 games, and it was just something where you look back and you look at Ryan Howard and Teixeira and Xavier Nady, and you know, it's Bobby Crosby and Mark Pryor, and it was just a full roster of future, you know, major league players that went on and did very well.
As you mentioned, that team, looking back 17 years later, was stacked with future MLB talent. As a collegiate coach, you're kind of used to facing off against those elite college baseball players one at a time. How does it feel to get the opportunity to work with the best of the best in the college ranks that you're normally used to facing off against?
Well, it's an interesting dynamic. You know, you just see how people go about their business, you know, different ways. I mean, it's, you see emotionally, you see them mentally, you're seeing, you know, how they go about it off the field and, you know, what their mindset is and their approach. And it's just, it's a lot of fun, really. You learn as much as a lot of times they do, and you can really get into, the game and their strengths and their weaknesses. And, you know, there's no perfect player, you know, and that's the one thing I think, people have to realize. I mean, every player has a flaw and there may be a blemish that, you know, may not be out there a whole lot, but it through a 9-inning game and through a long season, you know, it will show up. And it was fun, you know, to work with those guys at the time, 18, 19, 20 years old. And they're still forming their identity and still forming their, you know, their skill sets. And it's just, it was a lot of fun just to be part of that talent and really see what guys went on and had successful careers and what guys, you know, could have struggled and what, you know, what characteristics some of those guys had that were telling signs that, you know, made them into the major league player that they became. So it was a lot of fun to compete against them. I competed against them, obviously, when I was at USC, when they were at their respective colleges, and then, you know, having a chance to work with them, the pitching side of it was, just a great opportunity.
Speaking of big-time pitching talent, as coach of UCLA, you've also coached some future MLB players, including Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer, both on the same team. Both are also USA Baseball alumni. Cole became the first UCLA player to be drafted number one overall. Bauer was the first Bruin ever to win the Golden Spikes Award. What's it like seeing players you coached develop now into Cy Young candidates and World Series contenders like these two have?
Well, it's just, I'm very proud, you know, I'm very honored to really be a small part of their careers. It was, you know, them coming out of high school. Garrett was obviously a first rounder with the New York Yankees coming out of high school. So, you know, as everybody knows, those guys usually don't go to school. And we were very, very fortunate to be able to get Garrett to come to school and with their support, with Mark and Sharon Cole's support. And it was a great 3-year run. And there were some ups and downs, certainly. He was our Friday night guy from day one, which is very, very difficult for any freshman to be a part of. And you know, with our schedule in the Pac-12, I mean, he handled that very, very well. And he came out just much more polished. He came out much more mature. you know, physically stronger, repeating his movements, his delivery, his pitches, and was just ready to go out, you know, after he experienced those 3 years at UCLA. Trevor was a little different, as everybody knows. Trevor left high school early, and he skipped his senior year in high school, and he pitched JV. People don't know this. Trevor pitched JV his sophomore year in high school, and then by the time he was a junior in high school, he was literally the best guy in Southern California, and we were fortunate that he, you know, decided to go to UCLA, and, you know, having Colin Bauer Friday, Saturday for 3 years was just a unbelievable experience. Two different guys for sure, but, you know, two very, very skilled pitchers and two, you know, very successful major league pitchers. So, you know, great times at UCLA, great memories certainly with those two guys. And then, you know, they really, helped us get other guys, which was a big part of, you know, the whole dynamic of the recruiting aspect. But very proud of Garrett and Trevor, and, both have, pitched very well at the major league level. And I still, you know, still think they're still very young and they still have bright, you know, years ahead of them.
One of those other talented pitchers that came after Bauer and Cole left UCLA was James Kaprielian, the most recent UCLA player who played for the collegiate national team back in 2014. I still say he threw one of the best games I've ever seen in person. It was a 12-strikeout game on the 4th of July that year. He's turning heads this year in the Arizona Fall League, really impressing people as he's trying to make his way through the minors. What's it like seeing him now develop from just a few years ago at UCLA, now potentially becoming another major player at the next level following Bauer and Cole?
Well, you know, I mean, we've had some guys since then, you know, in between there too. I mean, Adam Plutko, you know, was the USA guy, and, you know, he pitched for the Indians this past year a little bit. But, you know, the Kaprielian thing is a guy that is a football guy coming out of high school, football, baseball guy. And you know, we got him drafted by Seattle coming out of high school and had, you know, pitched on a national championship team in 2013 out of the bullpen. I mean, he was really a big piece of our bullpen in 13. And then 14 and 15, he was our Friday night starter, and he just progressed. You know, he just, his stuff got better. You know, he was low 90s, mid 90s. And then, you know, certainly that curveball was a wipeout pitch, and the slider. I know the game you're talking about. It was just a remarkable game that he pitched on the 4th of July, but he's very, very special to us. I mean, his mom passed away, with cancer, a little while ago. So that certainly was, very heartfelt and felt through our program. But James has been was a great Bruin, and I know the Yankees are extremely high on him, and we look for him to be in the major leagues soon as well. And, you know, I think if the draft was held again today, that 15 draft, I think he would even go higher than he did. So he's doing very well, and he's healthy, and we're looking forward to his upcoming season with the Yankees.
Absolutely, and that 2014 collegiate national team was the first that I personally got to cover with USA Baseball. It'll be great to see how the 2017 team looks as the summer unfolds. We won't know the players on the team for a while still, but what part of the opportunity to manage Team USA are you most looking forward to?
Well, I think just like kind of what I've said, I mean, just being part of something really, really special that in the players' minds that you know, as an amateur, that you'll never be able to do again. And you look back at just the history of USA Baseball and the teams and the players and the people that have coached, and, you know, it's just a dynamic history that, you can't match that anywhere at the amateur level. And I'm just looking to get involved with the guys, you know, guys' careers and for a very, very short time, but hopefully we can make an impact and help them a little bit. And then obviously at the same time, you know, compete with them and not against them and represent our country and represent the program and certainly play together and compete against the other countries.
Awesome, Coach, and we look forward to seeing you and Cary this summer. Obviously, one of the highlights of every year is the collegiate team's 4th of July game this year against Cuba in our international friendship series with them. So we look forward to having you guys, and thanks again for taking the time to talk with us today.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you, and really looking forward to the 2017 summer.
We'll close out today's show right after this. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. That'll do it for us today on our Pastimes podcast. Thank you all very much for listening. For Coach John Savage, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.